All right.
We are on Chaf Hei Amud Beis. We're in the two dots right after the Mishnah. Ha'lokeach min ha'nachdom b'suria. A lot of the Gemara tonight will be familiar to you from the Bavli. Ha'lokeach min ha'nachdom b'suria. Some of you buy it from a baker in Syria, meaning you bought... we waited for you. I stalled till you got here. I stalled till you got here.
Babysitting. Thanks.
We're on Chof Hamid base. Alokeach min anachdom b'Suria. Somebody who buys from a baker in Syria. Tzarech lafish chalas demai. Dibur Rambam Gamliel. Steak of chalas demai. In other words, he has to assume that chala was not taken off and take off chala. Dibur Rambam Gamliel. Chachamim ain't a tzarech klafish chalas. Chachamim say, look, you don't have to take off chalam misafik. Am Rabbi Chananya kumi Rabbi Mona. Rabbi Chanan said in front of Rabbi Mona, "Piyosamar Gamliel." Wait a minute, Rabbi Gamliel saying, "Good, you do have to take off chalam misafik." Matameun the rabbanu. What's the logic of the rabbis who say you do not? Amar lei. So he said, "Kishem shlo nech shidu Yisrael ala truma beretzi ba'oret." I'll tell you. Just like Jews are not suspect not to take off Truma in Eretz Yisrael, meaning the Mai in Eretz Yisrael never pertains to Truma, only to Maiser, right? Because all Amoratim take off Truma in Eretz Yisrael. So just like they all take off Truma in Eretz Yisrael, so to Kach lo nechshidu achala b'Suria. They're not suspect not to take off the Chala in Syria, they take off the Chala. Rabbi Yavin Barchia asked, that's a very good question. Boy, k'modat Omar, just like you said, shtei chalos b'Suria, you take off two chalos in Syria, one to give to the Kohen, one to burn. The Kavos assumes one should have to take off two shtei trumas b'Suria. Take off two trumas in Syria. Why not two trumas? Take off two trumas, one to burn and one to give to a Kohen. This, if you do it by chal, why shouldn't you do it by truma? So Rabbi Chagai said, I'll tell you why. This already is a complication which we've seen previously, but never in this context. Chala in achrei klum. Chala is not missing anything. There's nothing after chala. Chala is the final, the ultimate, the final matana given from food stuff, right? It's the last thing given to a kohen. Truma yesh achrei klum. Truma is not the ultimate, nor is even for that matter the penultimate. If after Truma there's Meiser and there's Chala, right? Okay, but what specifically concerns us right now is the Meiser. Truma yesh achrei klum. There is a procedure which must be done after you take off Truma. It at oimat oimer kain. If you're going to say that you have to tell a person to take off two Trumos, okay, the first Truma is Truma, but what's the second Truma? No. If you told a person to take off two trumas in Syria, just like you would take off two chalos, right? What? No. The second truma is really what? It's really, in fact, tevel. Because the truma's already been taken off. So this is tevel. Not complete tevel, obviously, because truma's been taken off. But what has to be taken off on the second truma? On the second truma, what must be taken off? Meiser. Meiser Rishon and Meiser Sheni, right? Because the second truma is not real truma. Right? It's just show truma. It's a give to the Kohen. Right? Because the first one's the one which is burnt. The second one's the one he gives to the Kohen, but it's not real truma. So since it's not real truma, it must be tithe. Real truma doesn't have to be tithe. The Kohen eats it straight away. But this fake truma would have to be tithe. I take mitzvahs off it. So therefore, again, the Gemara says, if you say take off a second truma, nimtz is also truma shumar, which is coming at the second truma which you're taking off, hitfula mitzvahs. It's lacking its mitzvah. So therefore, it'd be a problem. You give it to the Kohen and the Kohen wouldn't realize he's not allowed to eat it as is. He's got to take off mitzvah before he eats it. Okay? So says the Gemara, bigashram, period. Bigashram Gamliel. We're continuing the same vein. Because Gamliel, around Gamliel Barevi, and Gamliel Barevi wanted to Lahaniga said the Mai Besuria. He wanted to institute the Mai in Syria. Now that means that he wanted to require that one takes Trumas and Maisers off of the Mai. No, not Truma. Maiser off of the Mai in Syria, just like Eretz Yisrael. Before, a few lines ago, we saw that there's such a concept as chalas demai in Syria. That's true. That if you're not sure if the person from whom you acquired the dough took off the chala or not, you take off chala. But he wanted to go a step further. He wanted to say that you take off miser as demai on grain, even in Syria. Okay? Because he said, look, it's similar to Israel. We do take off, so are supposed to take off Trumas and Maisers in Syria. Let's also institute the Mai as a practice in Syria. So, it sounds good, right? V'loy nechlo Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua did not permit him to do so. Why not? Omar Leh, Rabbi Yeshua said to him, Me'ato, you know why? Because if that's the case, Yehushu HaKohanim HaChaloson. The Kohanim will get Chalon. When they get challah, what would they have to do if there was the Mai in the din of the Mai in Syria? They would have to maister their challah, because it means they have to suspect that the Amoratim who give them the challah didn't take off maister from it. So if they didn't take off maister from it, so they're going to have to maister it themselves. Okay. Now there's an obvious that's nice, but there's an obvious question on that. The obvious question that the Gemara is going to ask, and I just want to point out how blatant it is that, wait a minute, what about Eretz Yisrael? In Eretz Yisrael, there is a din of Demai, and what about over there? Don't the Kohanim stam in Eretz Yisrael have to suspect that maybe the challah is not properly rectified? Why is this, you said in Bava, in Syria, we didn't make a takana that you have to take Demai, because then the Kohanim, when they receive their challah, it would be incumbent upon them to take off their demai. Okay, fine, nice. So in the Eretz Yisrael too, there shouldn't be demai, because if there's demai, when the Kohanim get their challah, they would have to take off demai. What should be there should be no qualitative difference in this respect between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Laretz. It's a very good question, right? The Gemara is going to ask. It's not my question. So it says Gemara, Amar Lei Me'ati Yechushu Akwanim Al Chaloson. Oh, no, I'm sorry. That's not the question yet. That's Rabbi Yosha speaking. Amar Lei Me'ati Yechushu Akwanim Al Chaloson. That's Rabbi Yosha saying to Gamliel, don't make a takon on the Mai in Syria, because then the Kohanim are going to be up the creek, and they're going to have to take off the Mai, Trumas and Maisers, Misafek, or at least Maiser, Misafek on their Chala. Now, V'chava Shitasi Rabbi Yeshua, here's the kasha. V'chava Shitasi Rabbi Yeshua. The Gemara asks, wait a minute, this seems to be the antithesis of Rabbi Yeshua Shita elsewhere. Tamon Omar in Eretz Yisrael, who he says, Amas Kochim, the fear of Kochim, Olav is upon the Amorites. Vein are not saying, L'Kohen, Dover Shein HaMasukon. He's not going to give the Kohen someone which is not rectified. In other words, in Eretz Yisrael, take it. A Kohen doesn't have to be afraid that the Chaloh he has not been properly tight, that it's the Mai, because an Amorites doesn't give a Kohen something which is the questionable. He's afraid to give a coin something questionable. So asks the Gemara, so what about here? Why here don't we say the same thing? That even in Syria, we should apply the same principle. Require one to take off demai off of grain in Syria. Hi, what about the chal the Kohanim get? Shouldn't be a problem, because we assume the Amorites is going to fix up the stuff which goes to the Kohen.
They're further removed. The Amorites are further removed from the
Kohen. You know, it would be a good answer. I'm not sure whether the Gemara doesn't give that, right? But the Gemara does not give that answer. The Gemara says, I'll tell you why. I'm afraid. You're right. even a chutzlaretz, even a chutzlaretz, an amoretz has moira. He's afraid to give the coin something which isn't rectified. Problem is, amoratzim are afraid to give something which isn't rectified to the coin, but amoratzim are a little bit thick. They're not so bright. Otherwise, it wouldn't be amoratzim. So therefore, they might end up giving to the coin the wrong challah, because remember there are two. They might give the Kohen the challah which is supposed to be burnt, as opposed to the challah which is supposed to be given to the Kohen. And being klutzes, they might have rectified the challah to give to the Kohen, but not the stuff which is supposed to be burnt. And then give that stuff which is supposed to be burnt to a Kohen. So in that way, the whole thing is going to be a major mix-up, right? We're going to have a problem in that on the one hand, they did rectify part of some of their challah, but they gave the wrong challah to the Kohen, and the Kohen's going to be eating stuff which is not properly tithed. Okay, so that's what he says here. I'm Rebbe Mechia, and I'm afraid that it's also shall Ur Naisin Lo is going to give him the one that's supposed to go to the fire. I'm Rebbe Rabbi Mona. So Rebbe Mona said, you know what, nice try, but I don't like your answer. Well, you know, the Gemara does give your answer later on. I forgot. The Gemara does give your answer later on. I knew it somewhere. Now, so first Ramana pushes off the Gemara's previous answer. Amalei Ramana, lo tana Rabbi Yosha, that won't work. Lo tana Rabbi Yosha means, did not Rabbi Yosha say, El miati yochushu akwanim al chalosan. In other words, the quantum have to be afraid about their challah, Rabbi Yosha said. You're saying that the quantum have a problem because they might get the wrong challah. The challah is supposed to go to the fire. But that's not what Rabbi Yosha was concerned with. Rabbi Yosha was concerned with their challah, the Kohanim's challah, which was coming to them, that it would be improperly tithed. So the potential problem which you're raising of this the mix-up is not the problem which Rabbi Yosha was telling us. So we'll have to go back to how to answer the question later on, and more ultimately we'll come to your answer. I don't know why I forgot. More later on comes and says that there's a difference between the fear in Eretz Yisrael and the fear of Chutz Lars. But anytime we have an intermission here. Ha'okech min anachto. Somebody who buys from a baker or from a woman, she is making challah, making bread to sell in the marketplace. You know what? He's got to take off meiser from the challah as if it's demai. Now, so we're talking about here. This is talking about a Kohen. A Kohen who's buying challah. I don't know exactly why he's buying challah. I don't understand exactly what's going on here. But we're saying that somebody who buys challah has to set aside from the challah he bought meiser, which is here called challah stamai. Now I'm assuming this is speaking about Eretz Yisrael, because the chutzlaretz we just said before, this is not relevant, right? But let's see how the Gemara develops. Mi bala bais, if you bought the self same challah from a bala bus, from misareach etzlo, and you're a guest by him, the Gemara is going to explain that in a minute. And it's a klavish challah tamai, and we assume that the challah is taken off of properly tight grain, and therefore you don't have to take off from the challah which you receive. Meiser shein, meiser rishon, meiser sheni. Rabbi Yoina, b'shem Rabbi Chananiya, b'chavon the Rabbanon, Rabbi Yoina, name Rabbi Chananiya, friend the rabbi said, b'misarech etzol li'soso. That's only where you're a guest, not where you're buying the challah from him. If you're a guest, I guess you're a Kohen, and you're a guest, and you get challah from him, so you can assume that it's tithed properly. But not when you buy. Furthermore, I'm Rabbi Yoina, v'hein shiroso megabli tzacher. This is only in a case where you saw that the owner of the inn where you're staying, your balabas, went to another person who's a chaver to knead his dough. Because then I can assume that the chaver who kneaded his dough took off the challah properly. And therefore it's okay. Cheskas balabatim. Now, another point. The cheskas balabatim is suya enotzarach lafish challah stvai. when you're in Syria, if you get any kind of dough, even the dough from the baker or the dough from the woman who sells, you don't have to take off from your challah which you receive to my ma'aser misafik. Why is that? Because they're very good odds. Very good, though not perfect odds, but they're very good odds that the grain itself came from a Syria, came from a goy. So even if the grain comes from the goy, you still not exempt from challah. Because what makes challah, what makes the chiyuv of challah, the kneading of the dough, regardless of who grew it, right? But for the mai, meaning on the miser, that we can assume you're exempt from. So therefore, we said previously that when you're taking dough from a woman who's selling or a baker, you must take off. Again, not taking dough, you're buying the challah. You're a kohen. Again, I don't understand exactly the scenario. But you're a kohen who's buying the challah. So you must take off the mai from the challah that's only in Eretz Yisrael, where it's quite likely that this was grown in a Jewish field. And therefore, it's chayv and meiser. But it's when it's in Syria, where it's most likely that it was grown in a non-Jewish field, you don't have to take off from the challah, which you as a kohen have not received any meiser, we assume was done properly.
It was a Jewish sharecropper and a Goyish.
Yeah, but it's a mute. It's a minority. It's a minority, and besides that, it's only the Rabbana. So it's a mute, and the Rabbana, so we're not going to be Machmir for sure now. Okay? Says Amara, Im Yodeshua Machansel Mishalo. However, you're not completely off base. If you know that this guy who's selling the dough, most of what he makes is from what he collected himself, because he owns a field or he has a sharecrop or whatever the case may be. So our chlavish chalas mai, then in that case, even in Syria, from the challah, you have to take off the mai, because maybe it wasn't probably tithed previously. Rabbi Boom Barachia, boy. So ask the Gemara, Rabbi Boom Barachia, this came back question from before. Rabbi Boom Barachia asked, well, Lace the plea of Rabbi Yeshua, is this not arguing Rabbi Yeshua? Because whatever Rabbi Yeshua said before, that whenever you get dough from an Amoritz, we assume he challah from an Amoritz, you assume he properly tithed it. Because challah is afraid, Amoritz is afraid to give it to you if it's not properly tithed. He doesn't give it to a kohen unless it's properly tithed. So now the Gemara gives your answer. Amar Amoritz said, Kam ba'oretz, kam chutz la'oretz. In Eretz Yisrael, they're afraid. They make sure to give challah which is properly rectified. In the chutz la'aretz, they're not so afraid. And they give lousy challah. Okay? There's no intention there. Okay, says Gemara further. Rabbi Chuda Markini Masnisa. This is the way to read our Mishnah. What's considered to be chutz la'aretz in halacha? Migziv. Oh, what's considered to be the area which those who came up from Egypt conquered, but not those who came up from Bavel. Migziv Adanor. From Kziv until the river, the Euphrates, in one direction. Kziv Amnom until Kziv till Amnom in another direction. So one of them is northwest, northeast, and the other is due north. Okay? So those are two things. Okay? Says the Gemara, Tani Ezu Oretz Vezu Chutz La'aretz. What's Eretz Yisrael? What's Chutz La'aretz? Kosh Shaveh Mituvras Amnom V'Lifnim. You all... Oh, you got one. Oh, great. Yeah. Is that the only one? That was a better one, I think.
The reason that they built it, they have
Yeah, yeah. Oh, Givaldik. Map Aleph. Okay, here at Map Aleph you have... Well, you have Kziv, that we see. Kziv is where the Kziv is down here somewhere, right here. See Kziv? On the Mediterranean. Okay, so from Kziv. Yeah, from Kziv. Yeah, but on this map you have the whole Mitzrayim. From Kziv till Turei Amnon, which is any of these places here. There are various different opinions here in the margin. But the most northerly one is over here, Jebel Akra, which is right near the border with Turkey. See, it says your Turi Amnon. So from here, this is all Ole Mitzrayim. Mikzivar Amna. The yeah, that's what it says here. Now, that's one direction. The other direction is from Kziv to the Euphrates. And that's this, the Mikzivar Anor. So these are the two sections which we're describing. Beis Gimel is one, and Daud on the other are the section of Ole Mitzrayim. Okay? So a kosher shoveh miturei mituvrus Amnon, believe name, no, keep it out. Anything which was from the mouths of Amnon and towards the land is Eretz Yisrael, mituvra of Ole Mitzrayim, mituvrus Amnon v'lochutz from turus Amnon and out externally, that's chutzul aretz. Okay, chovam beis at the top, hanisa shabiyam islands at roya. So you draw an imaginary line. Now, he drew the line here from Beirut. I don't know why. I guess because that's the lowest opinion of where, the most subtly opinion of where the northern boundary of Eretz Yisrael is. So you have a diagonal line on the map from Beirut to Wadi El Arish, which is understood to be Nachal Mitzrayim. Okay? So if you assume that, so anything with...
That's not denial.
No, Nachum, it's Ryan. It's a big machlok, because most assume that it's not denial. It's not as much further, right. So nobody converts to denial. This is where Port Said is. So any island which is between the coast and that imaginary diagonal line, that's considered to be part of the land of Israel. Okay? Me'achuv lifnim Eretz Yisrael, from the line and inwards is Eretz Yisrael. Me'achuv lachutz, and from the line out, that's chutz l'aretz. Rabbi Yehuda me'ar koshu neged Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Yehuda has a famous sheet, everything opposite Eretz Yisrael is Eretz Yisrael. In other words, until the Atlantic, you draw a band out from the north, includes all of Cyprus, as you can see here, and a bound outward from the south, from Nachal Mitzrayim, and anything all the way up to the Rock of Gibraltar and beyond, to the Atlantic Ocean coast, is considered to be part of Eretz Yisrael. Shemot says, "Ugvul Yam," as it says, the westerly boundary, "V'elchem Hayam Gadol," be the great sea, the Mediterranean. This will be the sea boundary for you. Shebet Dodi Mayin, what about the areas in the sides, meaning north and south of that band? Obviously they're excluded, because you draw a line between Kafluria, which is the northern boundary of Eretz Yisrael, the same thing as Horahor or Turei Amnum. So you draw a line outwards from Kafluria, straight out, right? At Okeanos until the ocean. I mean, Nachal Mitzrayim from Wadi El Arish straight out at Okeanos. Mechub Livnim from inside is Eretz Yisrael. So he, according to the most, according to this opinion, you know, you see that it's approximately from 32nd parallel north to the 36th parallel north. You see the parallel lines? Kav Rochav, they're called. Okay, so you have anything which going to hit between the 32nd and 3rd, oh, even lower.
How do you see the numbers?
Kavrochav 36 ma'alot, Kavrochav 35. So it's not my brilliant cartography. Even though when I was young, I always wanted to be a map maker, but that's not what it was. So anything between approximately 36th parallel and 32nd parallel would be a little bit even subtly of that would be part of Eretz Yisrael. Okay. In Gittin, yeah. We also had Yerushalmi and Shmias, but it's of Babli's in Gittin. Beyond the band is going to be chutzarts. Amar Rabbi Yusta Bar Shunam, a little bit of a god there. Shagila Goluyas to Turas Amnam. When they come on Kibbutz Goluyos, so it seems that they didn't think they were going to come by airplane. Little did they know. But when they get to Turei Amnam, when they get to the northern boundary, Heinasidos Lomar Shira, they will start singing. That's why they, when they allow planes land, they say, Hey Veinu Shalom Aleichem. Should have eyes, it says, Tashuri, you will sing. Literally, Tashuri means to perceive or to view. But here we dash it, Tashuri, you will sing Meirosh Amonah from the top of the Amona Mountains, which are the northern boundary of Eretz Yisrael. Okay, now let's talk about the other boundary of Eretz Yisrael. East Tani Tani. Some say, there's some Tanaim hold, Hayarden Eretz Yisrael, the Jordan River is part and parcel of Eretz Yisrael. Now, what do we care about the river itself? So I would say for the islands, if there are islands in the Jordan River. But he brings down another nafkamina, is for bridges. Now, who cares if the bridge is Eretz Yisrael, nothing's growing on the bridge. So he says for Maisa Behema. Then the animals on the bridge joined to the animals in Eretz Yisrael. Now you're chayv in Maisa Behema even in Chutz Laretz, not just in Eretz Yisrael. But behemas in Chutz Laretz are not mitzdarif to behemas which are in Eretz Yisrael. They don't join together. They don't, doesn't cross the river. So therefore, the question is, what's the status of an animal on the bridge in the middle of the Jordan River? East Tani Tani Yadei Eretz Yisrael. Some say the Jordan is part of Eretz Yisrael. East Tani Tani, those who say Yadim Chutz Laretz, the Jordan River is part of Chutz Laretz. East Tani Tani, the Tanoim who say Tani, you learn a yarding fully if not what's a boundary unto itself. So take your pick. Anything you say is correct. Okay?
As long as you get the water
around. What? What's it there? Eretz Yisrael, he says that the Jordan is part of Eretz Yisrael. It says in Chumash, Va'arava va'yarden u'gvul. It says the Arava, which is the land right near the Jordan, and the Jordan itself, and then the boundaries beyond the Jordan. Manamar Yardin Chutz Laretz, he says that the Jordan is part of Chutz Laretz. Hayardin Yigbolo Solopas Kedma. It says the Jordan itself, in Pasukim and Yeshua, says the Jordan itself is the boundary on the western side. Umanamar Yardin Guviv Neatzmo, he who says that the Jordan is a status unto itself, Vusheye Bemokam Echad Eser. Has to be in specific, it says, say in your Gemara, but it should say Eser. Meaning that there have to be, in order to, since the Jordan is, according to the Jordan by itself, there have to be on the bridge 10 animals in order to take Meister Behem. Okay, Mokka Mechem, it's on the bridge, Prince El, because not Mitzdar, if neither Eretz Yisrael nor Tuchus Laretz.
Neither map indicates that Jordan has a boundary. They all include Jordan as inside the
borders,
even though only above it.
Yeah.
Why, where do you get this
Mondomo?
Where
does Mondomo come from? I'm not sure. You're asking a good question. I don't know. I'm thinking maybe Aver Yardin is not a chiv de oraisa, and therefore talking about even though the rabbanon have to take of chumas and maizes and chal and Aver Yardin on the other side of the Jordan River, but maybe the Gemara is trying to describe what the boundaries are for the oraisas, and that's why we're mentioning the Jordan, because in Chumash that's described as the oraisa boundary. Maybe. I don't know. You're asking a good question. I don't know what the practice... I don't know per se what the difference is. Okay. Yeah.
Wild guess?
Yeah.
Okay. Before Oli Bavel, after Oli Mitzrayim, time to Dovid HaMelech, keep a shelf in Lavshmei.
Yeah. Tied Dovid HaMelech before, yeah, but it's still where Reuven and Gad and Chatzi Menashe were there. They were in Eber Yardei. So what was their status? The truth is, it could be it's just going Meister Behema. Maybe the whole question is only Meister Behema, because Meister Behema is a din that Aver Yarden and Eretz Yisrael don't join together. Might not be a din at all in grain or grain products. Could be. All right. Says more further. Yarden Shotim Seven Osin Lozen. Now this is something which I learned in eighth grade geometry. Not geometry, geography. Geography is one of my favorite courses, and I was so upset that they didn't offer it in high school.
off geography in high school. It's a terrible, terrible chesaron.
No, not in high school. I went to. You have geography in high school? What? Was it a wasn't Jewish high school, was it? No, Jewish high schools don't offer anything like that. Anything which makes you educated, they don't offer. They only offer core required courses and AP things. And do you know most Jewish high school? Can I once on the off topic for a moment? I want to make a mecha in the honor mecha against MTA. MTA for the masmidim. Yeah, for the masmidim, they let you take less high school courses and let you learn more. But what high school course they let you drop in order to learn more? Not physics, not English literature, Jewish history. It's a terrible avla. That's why we have such amaratzim when it comes to the history of Judaism, is because the schools, the yeshiva here is no different. So the first course to go when people get to drop courses. So it's a gefer l'cha avla, and that's why people are totally ignorant when it comes to Judaism. Not the only reason. And maybe TI, that makes sense, but not in the yeah, it's very famous, sure. Yeah. So, all Jewish history I know I read on my own. So in any event, the thing is like this in geography, as you know, rivers don't really run a straight course. In Mississippi, a big river like that, but the small rivers they run in circles, gradually curving back and forth. And when the circle gets broad enough, so they cut a new path and they go through a new riverbed, and the old riverbed is dry. So Shiloh, when the Jordan does that, it's cutting back and forth from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laaretz, right? So when the Jordan cuts a new path, so what happens to the old path? Is it now? So the Gemara says, the way the Gemara understands here, the Jordan cut a new path towards Eretz Yisrael, or a new path into Chutz Laaretz. So it took from Eretz Yisrael and gave to Chutz Laaretz, or vice versa. That which it takes as part of Eretz Yisrael is Eretz Yisrael. That's what it relinquishes to Chutz Laaretz as part of Chutz Laaretz. So at any given time, according to this stage of the Gemara, you can have Eretz Yisrael state of flux, right? You're giving back land to Jordan, actually, because of the Jordan River changing its path, right? So, says the Gemara, now wait a minute. Manakami, what are we talking about? Even Malkum Shoya Eretz Yisrael, Vinasa Surya, you're going to say that it becomes now Syria? Can't be. It has to retain its chazaka from Meisr Shemitah. Meaning, what you just said is it makes no sense. If it wants Eretz Yisrael, it has to always be Eretz Yisrael. Even if the Jordan River changes its path. Right? Can't give back any territory. Rabbi Yirmiyah and Rabbi Yirmiyah and Yochan said, and Rabbi Simon Shem Rabbi Shuv and Levi said, so what talk is the ramification of the Jordan changing course? Not for true chamaisers and shvias, rather chazokos. Chazokos meaning the chazok of 3 years. Aloch is chazok of 3 years is not. Cannot be established if the original owner of the field is in one land and the current resident is in another land. In the field is in Eretz Yisrael and the owner is in Chutz Laaretz. His opinion in Bava Basra, although we don't pass this way, speaking of Bava Basra, that you can't establish Chazok on that land because the owner is not in proximity there to know what's going on, nor is he in proximity to make an adequate protestation. So the Gemara says that which defines a separate land, meaning Aver Yarden, is determined by the course of the Jordan River at any given time. That becomes a new demarcation border and in its current and new riverbed. Okay? That's one case in which there's a ramification. Another case is the biurin. Halacha is during Shemitah when there's no longer any more food for the animals, so you have to take out the food from your storehouse and put it out in fields for the animals. Well, animals don't cross rivers. Since they don't cross rivers, so each one of the lands is different, and therefore also... Somebody just knocked? I think there's a meeting upstairs. No, so you got in. No, that door is...
The other cold door. Go that way.
Yeah.
So you can't get in.
Somebody from?
What?
I think there's an Arab meeting upstairs or something.
Arab?
Yeah.
Pass out your breath.
For Biur, so each land is different because the animals don't cross from one land to the other, right? They don't cross the Jordan River. So the time when the Jordan River cuts a new path, so that land will now go by Biur, by the adjacent area to which the animals, from which animals can come, and not by the prior schedule. Well, Ma'aser Behemah, of course, Ma'aser Behemah, as we mentioned before, the river is the demarcation line for Ma'aser Behemah. Rabbi Hila B'Shem, Rabbi Shimon said, Ben Lachin said, you know what, you misunderstood the original statement. You were astounded when we said, Masha Nosan, Masha Notal, Notal, then how can you lose the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael? Or regain it just by the Jordan River switching paths. You were right. But we're talking about back there is Vusha Moshach Ofer. We're talking about where land mass changed, but where the Jordan took sediment. And the sediment receives the loch of wherever it lands. Okay? So we're not talking about where the Jordan changed paths, actually. We're talking about where the Jordan moved sediment. Sediment moves from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Lartz, now becomes Chutz Lartz, and sediment moves from Chutz Lartz to Eretz Yisrael becomes Eretz Yisrael, as opposed to specific areas which are always L'chumra part of Eretz Yisrael once have been part of Eretz Yisrael in the past.
Does that mean a part of the scrum that we're saying that we don't care how each route traverses it?
Yeah, it's an amazing thing, but that's what we're saying. We don't care how it traverses, we go by the original pathway.
And that, presumably that's all marked down.
Yes, don't you? Did you know?
Not 1 inch.
Okay.
Not 1 inch.
There are those who machmir and say that up to Amman. Who knows? Maybe the Jordan River won't touch it.
Yeah, we went to Amman.
Okay. Shall Ur Yesh Lo Chashir, Shu Dvar Torah. Now, we mentioned this in the Mishnah already, of course, that in Syria, the chal which goes to the fire, in all the area of Olam Mitzrayim, the chal which is going to go to the fire has got to have a shear, because that's the Dvar Torah, in other words, it's primary. Now, it's true the area of Olam Mitzrayim is not chayim and chal of Bizman HaZed Oraiso, because it wasn't conquered by Oli Bavel, so the first Kedusha fell off. Nonetheless, since it's a quasi Doraisa, because this is a land which was once part of Eretz Yisrael, so therefore you have to be machmir and assume that its chala, the primary chala, is one which goes to the fire, and therefore it has a shear. Show Kohen ain't no shear. The one which goes to Kohen has no shear. Show me the rain, because that's the second one, which is Mirabana, Tapuch of Zayin and Manav. The Yavish or Veloyavish going. So it says, well, you know what? So just take off one and not two. Why are you hassling me? Just take off the one for the fire. Don't take off the one for the Kohen. So it says, no, I can't do that. Shlo you omrim ra'inu truma tohaira nisrafes. People might say otherwise. People don't understand that Olam Mitzrayim, land of Olam Mitzrayim, is tame as Chutz Lartz, because it was never fully reconquered, right? People don't understand that. And they'll see, hey, they're burning challah. It must be that challah may be burnt. And they won't understand that it's in Chutz Lartz. So therefore we have to have one challah which is burnt and one challah which is not. Okay. So ask Marit, so do it the other way. V'yafish l'koin v'lo yafish l'or. So give it only to the koin. Don't put any chal in the fire. This is for the other mistaken people. Shleyom and the other people say, that we'll think only Mitzrayim is dafka chutz l'aretz and not Eretz Yisrael. And they'll say, hey, we're in a chumat zmeh nechelis. We saw a truma to me that it was eaten, right? Because they'll only say that because if there's only one truma, therefore we make him do both. He talks to Marfish Dame, since he takes up both, so since we see that the farmer's taking up both, so the bystander who sees both taking up both, they say, Take, what's going on here? And already go and inquire and find out what exactly the status is. Now, what about in complete chutzlar? It's beyond these boundaries. Midivrayim. There it's Mamish the Rabbana. Muta, so there. We say the opposite. It's both of the rabbanon. There's nothing which is even akin to the raisa. Mutav l'rabbis nechal is better to increase the one which gives the going. The lo l'rabbis nechal and not to increase the one which is burnt. Okay. Period. Nusugya. Of Rebbe mod. It should be of Rebbe Yossi modibor. Now this is here. There should be here. Put it back. Here there should be. Those are both here tomorrow, right? Okay. Now here both Rabbi, there should be a header again. Excuse me. Rabbi Yossi said in our Mishnah that a tmei mace can eat the chalas chutz laretz. Remember that tmei mace. So the Mishnah then we're going to have to say yes, but not zovin and zavos and nidos and yoldos, because as we said yesterday, they are gushing, and that's not proper. So of Rabbi Yossi, it says Yuda, but it's a type, but should be Yossi. Of Rabbi Yossi, he also concedes on that. It's more severe when the tumor is gushing forth from the body. Period. Now let's talk about some more kulos which apply to chal and chutzlaretz. Rabbi Avo be Batsra, Rabbi Yehuda Avo Paschal Batsra, which is in chutzlaretz in Jordan or Saudi Arabia. She tricha rov. In order to cancel chal and chutzlaretz, all you need is a majority, a simple majority, not 100-1 like truma. I'm Rabbi Yehuda Melamed. Sure, it'll be focused on me. Maya teaches us that you can lean less than 100. Vein and Esers Bechurmein. That also teaches the flip side. By truma, wherever you have, even when it's bato, you have to take one up and give it to the kohen in order that the shevet shouldn't lose. By chalos chutzlaretz, you don't have to do that. Okay? Since you don't need 100 to be bato, you also don't have to take off the 1 in 100 and give it to a kohen. I have a proof from our Mishnah that truma is chal and chutzazim, but not in majority, in a one-to-one proportion. The Tina says there in the Mishnah, "Nechelusi major zoyer l'shulchan." A koy can eat chala on the same table as a regularly stroll eating plain drained bread. Maybe they get mixed up. So it must be that getting mixed up is not a problem, because it's but a 1-to-1 ratio. As long as it's a suffix, meaning I can eat the chalos chutzlaretz. Why is that? So it says a more very interesting thing. I'm Rabbi Yechon, oh, not yet, but we'll get there. I'm Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Sinish, you marfish in Trumus and Maitras. Rabbi Yechon says the rabbis in the Golos in Bavel would take of Trumus and Maitras, Achibo, Achoyv, and Bitlum until Trumus and Maitras. Manin and our Rovin, who are the Rovin? Turgamaniah. The ones who came literally means the translators, but here it means the people who transmitted the halacha from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Loretz. Now, right, so therefore we don't take off Trumas and Maisers anymore in Bavel. Once upon a time they did. Now they no longer do so. Because it leads to all sorts of confusion and difficulty and so on and so forth. Rabbi Zin and Rabbi Yehuda, here comes a very big kula. Rabbi, why, and this is why chalas should be bought to 1 and 1. Rabbi Zin and Rabbi Yehuda, Shem Bechai and Shmuel said, chalas chutzlar to chumas chutzlar, chal chutzlar to chuma chutzlar, they still took it off. Oichel v'chakach mafish. You can eat the tevel and take off the chuma afterwards. Eat now, ask questions later. Which really is fundamentally means that the chal chutzlar is not significant. So it's not significant, so that's why it's both a 1 and 1. Okay? Right, Baba Shem Shmuel said, Lo Chashu, even at the time when they still took off Truma Chutz Loretz, Lo Chashu, Truma's dog and Tir Shitz are the only thing on stuff which is Mamish Tar Raisa, which is grain, grape juice, and olive oil. Rabbi Hilo Shem Shmuel said, Lo Chashu, Truma, Bilvah, they also only took off Truma, not Meiser. They never took off Meiser Chutz Loretz. Abel Yorkes! But in terms of vegetables, it should be afilu l'truma g'dayla choshu. They didn't even take off truma g'dayla, because vegetables are too far removed from the d'oraisa shir. K'adua d'tani ra'isa ben akavya. like that which is Bryce Lutzen, name is Rekabi Oimer, Maislis Lirokes. Thank you, Maestro, for eventual me, the very Mr. Rabbana. Tani, we learned. Chalas a goy beoretz. The chal of a goy in Eretz Yisrael. Goy takes of chal in Eretz Yisrael. Utrumas a goy bechutzlar. The truma of a goy in chutzlaretz. Modino, so we tell him, Reb Goy, Shein Atzorach, you don't gotta do it. If he does it anyway, it's a klot. Voichel. We, any Yisrael, get to eat it. Because even though we try to take of chal, it's a meaningless gesture. Interesting though, the truma of a goy in Eretz Yisrael is meaningful, and therefore the truma of the goy in Eretz Yisrael must go to a goy. That we mentioned already in Masechta Trumos. Even if it's a goy's land, yeah, we brought down some pasuk or some limud for that, because grew in Eretz Yisrael, right? But not chal in Eretz Yisrael, only truma. Okay, but he said in the tennis the kol goy. We learned that the challah in Chutz Lartz can be given to any coin, Bein L'Koin Chover, Bein L'Koin, where it's Koin Tzah B'Chocha, Bein L'Koin Amaretz, or Koin Tzah Amaretz. Okay, Yesh Me'em Neisim L'Achim Mishmar. Some of the matanas which we give to the people of the Mishmar, which are serving the Beis HaMikdash that week. Yesh Me'em Nitoh L'Koin, Neisim L'Koin, some of the matanas we give to any coin. HaBechoyres! HaBechor, which is born as a korban. Vabikurim, and Bikur, which is brought to Yerushalayim, L'Achim Mishmar goes to the people who are serving that week in the Beis HaMikdash. The Shah Kul Chol coin and everything else goes to any coin you want. Rabbi Yirmiyah boy, Kumi Rabbi Zira, Rabbi Yirmiyah asked for Rabbi Zira. Minayin Shech HaRomim L'Anshe Mishmar. How do the Chayim, if a person makes us feel the Chayim and goes to the coin, then it goes to the coin we're serving that week in the Beis HaMikdash. Amar Leisi said, I'll tell you, because it says, Kisad HaKerem L'Kohen. L'Kohen. Yeah, with the Pesach. Stei Achuzah so. Like the Stei Acherem, to the Kohen will be the Achuzah. Now, Achuzah Atzma, Maushete Lanche Mishmar. If somebody loses his field at the end of Yovel, because he was Makdash before Yovel and did not redeem it, so when Yovel goes out, Yom Kippur of Yovel, the field goes out, but not back to the person who was Makdash, but rather to the Kohanim. That which Kohanim get it? The people who are right then in the Beis HaMikdash that week. Because it says La Kohen with the Pasach. What does it mean, La Kohen? To the Kohen. Who's the? Thus, those who are serving the Beis HaMikdash week. And since that's the case by Achuzah, we make it Zer Shava, and we apply that also to. It's not a Zer Shava, it's a Hekesh. It's a parallel to Stei Acherim. It's mentioned the same Pasach. That if a person makes a field of cherem, so it also goes to the coin serving that week the Beis HaMikdash. Vaksiva, it doesn't say, Minasan, Tapach of Zainim Abeis, Minasan, La Kohen, Hazrael Chaim Akeva, it says, give to the Kohen, Hazrael Chaim Akeva, which are the Matonis Mechulin, Matal Anche Mishmar, so that also go to the people in the Mishmar. Rabbi Yachav B'Shem, Rabbi Avob B'Shem, Rabbi Yochanan said, Kol Cherem Kodesh Kadosh. You know, it says what goes to reveal the Mishmar? Anything which is Kodesh Kadoshim, Hu LaHashem. Ma Kodesh Kodeshim LaHashem Mishmar. Just like any Kodesh Kodeshim goes to people who are serving, Av Charamin LaHashem Mishmar. So to Charamin go to the people who are serving, but not anything else. Not Zerah L'Chaim Akiva. So it's got to be that it says La Kohen and that it's Kodesh. Zerah L'Chaim and Keva, which are not Kodesh, don't go to the Kohanim or serve the Beis HaMikdash that week. So ask him where Me'atzel Avim Metalklin. It's this concept of Cherem by Metalklin as well. So let's say that Metalklin, Cherem and Metalklin also goes to the Kohanim and serve the Beis HaMikdash. Ditani! And yet we know that's not true. Ditani learned it right. So, Ma'abin Karkos Metalklin, what's interesting real estate and movable property? El Shkarkos Lanchim Mishra, the Kos go to the people of that watch. And the movable property goes to any coin. So Rabbi Yossi Bey Rabbi Bun. Echim Shem Shem said, I'll tell you why. Ishe Hashem Nachlos Yochelun. There are two things which go to the Mishmar. Ishe Hashem, the Korbanos, the fiery stuff, and Nachloso, anything which is a Nachla. What is a Nachla? An inheritance. But what kind of inheritance? A real estate inheritance. So only real estate and korbanos go to the Kohanim and the Mishmar. Ma'ishim l'anche Mishmar, just like that which goes to the fire goes to be in the Mishmar, so too the Nachlos go to the Anche Mishmar. Okay, Esimbar matanos nidu Aaron akolubanav. Aaron's kids got 24 matanos. Esim mikdash 10 in the base mikdash. Arvishlaim 4 in Yushlaim. Esim gulin 10 outside Yushlaim. Esim mikdash, where they get the mikdash? Chatos, v'asham, v'ziv cheisham, etzibur, shlomi, which brought by the congregation on Shavuos, the two lambs. So it only goes to Kohanim. V'chatos of, v'asham tolui, the log shem shem tzor, the oil he brings, ushtei alechem, two breads on Shavuos, v'lechem upon him, on every Shabbos, ushoi menachos, left over from Menacha and Omer, those all go to the Kohen, that's 10. Trust me. I didn't count them either. V'lechem Yushalayim, what are they, which ones in Yushalayim go to the Kohen? Habchoiris, right? Vabikurim. Now, sometimes, the Bechoros, obviously, is supposed to go to Beis HaMikdash if they're Korbonos. But if they're not Korbonos, they're just they can just be given to the Kohen. Yushalayim is Lav Dafka. It doesn't necessarily mean in Yushalayim. Okay. It means if it's a Bechor, it should be bringing it up to the sacrifice, and then it got to move. Okay? But certainly the Bechor is outside Yushalayim as well. Vabikurim, which are brought up to Yushalayim. Vamurim in HaToida, and that which is taken from a Toda. From the carbon, so that can be eaten throughout Yerushalayim, just like Shlomim. Me'al Nazir, the part which goes to the coin from the lamb of a Nazir, which can be eaten throughout Yerushalayim. Brosim Mukdashim, and the hides of carbonos. The hides of carbonos really can go outside Yerushalayim. They can make them the shoes and wear them anywhere. The reason why I'm mentioning them is because they can go outside the base of Mikdash, unlike the carbonos themselves that you mentioned previously. Those are Ve'elu Enshim Gvulin, and what are the ones which are in outside Yerushalayim altogether? Hatruma, Trumas Meiser, V'chala, Hazrol, Chaim Akeva, V'reishes, I guess, for shearings, V'gez L'Gerin, when a ger was stolen from, and then the ger dropped dead without any heirs, it goes to a Kohen. V'pinina Ben, V'pinina Petra Chamor, the redemption of a firstborn donkey, V'cha Ramim, Ustei Achuzo, all these things in 24 Matzonos, which go to Kohen. We'll stop here for this evening. Yeah, this is not specifying which Kohen gets it, but it's outside Yerushalayim, because the field is anywhere in Eretz Yisroel. That's all we're saying. Okay.